Heavenly Father, our hearts are heavy for those in the hill country today. These are the first responders, Lord. Keep them safe as they look for bodies. God, we pray for the families that have lost loved ones, Lord. Minister to them where they're at. And Lord, those who have been traumatized by this flood, Lord, just minister to them too. And God, be with our commissioners and our judge today as they make decisions for our county. We just give you the praise and the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Mostly.
We're getting started. We have a full house today, so we'll go ahead and start open with item number one, which is open court session with comments from court citizens on items which may or may not be placed on the following list for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as little as it is an agenda item, we cannot speak to it other than a factual statement about what we said. So, anyone from the audience wants to address the court at this point? This many people in the audience.
Everybody wants to talk to us. All the agenda
items. Commission?
Yeah, I just, this is the hill country. Clean heart, how close the Mercy family is, and to be vigilant in this time of season, the hurricanes and the low end. We all need to be.
I think I see Chief Howard back there, and I would like to extend a debt of gratitude to him and the, I'm not sure who all else the department that was there, but I asked them to go out and clean up Jet Cemetery, and they did a tremendous job. I've gotten several compliments for the work y'all did on that, and I want to thank you and the trustees and whoever else might have helped.
I don't have anything. I'm still in shock from the Texas floods. It's just sad.
As well, I've got several friends that family members were down there. Fortunately, most of them are okay. There's still a couple that we're waiting word on. It is sad. Look at the stuff, but just keep those people in your prayers and those families. And it's they got a long road down there with recovery as well as just the folks that are involved in it. So sad day, but as like everything else in Texas, you know, you see some of the worst of the people that are showing up and doing crazy stuff, but you also see some of the best of the people in the state of Texas and elsewhere. So that's good to see there. But, all right, so we will move on. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump to number 19 because I think that we have a pretty good group here that's here for that particular thing so we can help them get in and get out.
They might want to witness all the court proceedings, though. I don't know.
Civics lesson.
We can move to number 31. That saved the whole thing. I don't know that they want to.
Probably not.
All right, so we'll go ahead and go to number 19. Everybody's good with that, and we'll get that taken care of. So item number 19 is acknowledge and accept Golden Triangle Polymer's donation of $5,000 to the local emergency planning committee's LEPC for the purchase of an additional warning sign to be placed on FM 1006. Mr. Ardwin, you are up, brother.
Judge, Commissioners, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to acknowledge Golden Triangle Polymers this morning for their very generous donation of $5,000. That money is going to go towards the purchase of an additional warning sign out there in the Chemical Row area. It's not going to be on 1006. It's actually going to be on 87, I believe. I want to thank them for their commitment to safety, not only around that facility, but also to the community. And with that being said, I will call Chief Elgin Browning up for a few words as well. He's our chair of the LEPC.
All right. As chairman of the Orange County LEPC, this is vital in the work that we do in early warning to the committee or to the community. We're striving to improve improve all the industrial responses. You know, we've had several things, but early warning is essential to that. That's why many of the facilities are given their emergency response plans to LAPC, and along with like the City of Orange and the other responders, we work to make that better. This is going to be essential for the Highway 87 Airport Road corridor right there. We are already protecting the cove. They have a sign. Bridge City has a sign on Round Bunch. So we're creating that circle to keep citizens out and out of danger. So with that, I'll bring Chief Wiley in.
Good morning. Just to kind of piggyback on what he said, as GTP was being constructed, we saw that, you know, that to fully give the direction that the community would need in those situations, that there were some signs that needed to be added. So we kind of looked to see what would help the most and benefit the most. And with 87 being as busy, you know, as it is, that seemed like a key location to try to help donate and make sure that the community knows ahead of time and can be directed the right way. So I appreciate y'all's time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate what y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I got it.
You
want to go from the same time? I will.
See y'all.
Thank you.
Move that real quick.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah, it's got wheels on the side.
What are you trying to say?
Johnny's right. In there.
One, two, three. One more.
And that was just an individual shot.
One, two, three. Awesome. Thank y'all so
thank
much.
You.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you guys. Thank you for your support.
All right, so I need a motion and a second to accept that. A motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. All right.
I forgot he still had it, huh?
He said she's running low.
Now we'll go back to item number two. We'll get back on our same flow again so we have presentation. Sir?
We can't go to 17 now?
No, sir.
if anybody needs a civic lesson today, she'll get you.
I think
so you stay
through your city council meetings. I think it's fair. Yeah. Randy, yours are about 8 minutes usually. Randy gets moved pretty quick, but you know, Mary's fast, but I'm not that fast. But I'm actually pretty quick. We'll get through it.
And if you keep him talking, you're going to be here another time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, item number two, presentation and filing into the minutes of the court, the Orange County audited financial report for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2024 by Chris Pruitt from Patillo, Brown & Hill. LP, you're going to start, not because you don't look like
it. Yeah, I am. Who?
All right.
I'll try to keep it down to like 30, 40 minutes. good morning. My name is Chris Pruitt. I'm an audit partner for Patillo, Brown & Hill. We have completed your audit. You have two documents. What I'd like to do this morning is just kind of go over each one briefly, point a few things out, and answer any questions that you might have over either document. So your annual financial report split into two different categories. One is your financial section and a compliance section. On that financial section, page one, you'll find our independent auditor's report. That report states that the financial statements are the responsibility of the county and that my responsibility is to express an opinion. The opinion's in the second paragraph. You receive what we call an unmodified opinion, also referred to as a clean opinion, and it's the highest opinion that we can give you. What it means is that, in our professional opinion, the financial statements are free of material misstatement and that they can be relied upon by a third party. So that's what you'd like to see in our opinion. So clean bill of health. The management discussion and analysis follows the opinion. It's on page four. I always refer to these as the cliff notes of the financials. It's the responsibility of the county auditor to put these together. We do look at them and check them and make sure that everything is in there that needs to be in there. But it's a great place to go, read 5-6 pages and gain an understanding of what occurred during the year without actually having to go in and do your own analysis of the financial statements. So I really encourage, you know, that you would read those 5 to 6 pages. In regards to the financials, I'm going to skip ahead to page 12. You know, question I always get is, you know, how are we doing? And a good indicator of that would be your unassigned fund balance. It's at $7.4 million. Now, this is a little lower than last year, but it does have to do with your, if you look at the line above it, subsequent year's budget, that's basically has to do with the ARPA funds that you haven't spent yet. You're budgeting those every year, and because of that, it's driving down the percentage of your net position. So when that goes away, percentage-wise, it will go up, if that makes sense. So in regards to your yearly expenditures, it's around 16-17%. Good benchmark would be 20. So even with that, you're just under, you know, like a, again, a kind of a best practice amount. The notes to the financials expand on the financials and provide additional information. They begin on page 20. Like that MVNA, it's in a written format, and it's designed to expand upon the financials and provide additional information. You will find a summary of your significant accounting policies. You will find disclosures on most of your balance sheet items, like cash, capital assets, debt. There's a great one in there about pensions that runs about 8 pages long. So anyway, the notes are there for your, you know, for your viewing if you need to have additional questions. The second question I always get is, how are we doing on our budget? And that's on page 49 for your general fund. For the year, you're in the black, $6.1 million, meaning you're better off than you thought you were going to be at the beginning of the year. That being said, your revenues came in $14 million, less than what you anticipated, but you spent $20 million less than you anticipated. So, and again, it's ARPA money making your financials look kind of squirrely. So, but the takeaway is that you're better off than you thought by $6 million. That's what I took from it. So, the second part of the report is your compliance section. And that begins on page 61. The county spent more than $750,000 of federal funding, so you're required to have what we call a single audit. That's a process by which we go in, we pick high-risk grant programs or your larger grant programs, and then we do additional test work above and beyond what we normally would do in the course of the audit. In case you're curious, for the federal grants, we looked at your COVID-19, again, that's that ARPA money, and then a community development grants as well. There's two reports that we have to issue with that process. The first is on page 61. We're looking at internal control over financial reporting, and then you're reporting on compliance with various laws, grants, and regulations as it relates to the entire county. So what does that mean? And these are the things that you normally think of when you think of an audit. We're looking at your passwords over your computers and who's got access to what. We're looking at controls over cash, controls over capital assets, things of that nature. I'm happy to say that nothing came to our attention during the audit that we feel would cause you to misstate your financial statement. So it's a clean opinion. On page 63 is a second letter, very similar to the prior one, in that we're talking about compliance and internal controls, but this time it's over specifically the grants that we do the test work on. So how are you accounting for that grant? Do you have controls in process to protect the Fed's money, the state's money? Again, no findings. So in our opinion, you're in compliance with those grant programs, which is good. That's what you'd like to see. If you are curious as to the amount of federal and state funding, on page 66, there's an I-schedule that will provide where the money is coming from at the federal level, state level. For your federal awards, you received $11.3 million. On your state grants, you received $1.7 million, and that's on page 68. So the letter that I've issued, there are certain things that I have to convey to you as your auditor. I've just chosen to put them into a letter. We do it every year. It's a standard letter. In the letter, you're going to find our responsibility in relation to the financial statement audit, planned scope of the audit, compliance with ethics regarding independence. I would point out on page 2 something that sometimes is a little confusing, significant risk identified. We list management override of controls and county cash. We are required as your auditor to identify things that we want to pay a little special attention to at the beginning of the audit. So when we say identify, it really probably should be worded considered, because we're looking at this at the beginning. This is not something that came up during the audit. It's something that we went into the audit. We want to make sure that your management can't override your controls and prevent fraud. The second thing, county cash, and this is true at all the counties in the state. You guys have a lot of cash at a lot of different departments, so that's pretty complicated. So we want to make sure. It's also the most, you know, stolen item, you know. So, pardon? Yeah, at risk, right. So we'll pay special attention to that and do a little extra work on it. So I just didn't want you to think that we identified those during the course of the audit. It was before the audit. Other than that, disagreements with management. I'm happy to say that we didn't have any. Significant difficulties encountered during the audit, you know, there were none. And then the last page, there are new accounting pronouncements that come out every year, and we like to bring those to your attention and bring you up to speed with what's going on, because my profession loved to change the rules for no apparent reason. So at that point, I'd like to field any questions that you might have over either document. Penny's always good to work with, as well as all the other
elected officials. So basically what I heard was the county received less revenue than we anticipated.
Correct.
And in a physically conservative manner, we spent less money than we anticipated and had budgeted.
Correct. And they're related because of the grant. You just didn't spend the money. So
sounds like we did a jam-up job, but it sounds like
yeah,
me.
$6 million in the black. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Most of that's due to the fact how a grant moves through the process.
Right. Yeah, it can be.
How long it takes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know you're no stranger to the FEMA grants and all that. So.
All right. I have no questions. Do I have any questions? If not,
appreciate y'all's work.
Thank you.
We all spend a lot of time here, so thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay. Penny, I congratulate you and your department on your work.
Absolutely.
Good. No, it's good. Thanks.
He didn't make it last 30 minutes.
No. I'm still here.
I have a motion by one, a second by two, to accept the presentation as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number three, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor July 1st, 2025. Ms. Payne.
From the general fund, $8,632.35. Road and bridge, $1,310.98. Adult probation, $14,063.94. Airport, $293.83. For a total payment of $24,301.10.
Ready to go ahead and accept it to the record.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Can you give me that final number again? I'm sorry, I missed the change part of it.
The final number was $24,301.10.
Thank you. Move to item number four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of July 8th, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. A, $21,652.83 from the general fund, 001-111-54235 to UTMB for contract payment due July 2025. B, $1,150 from the general fund, 001-111-54290 to Memorial Funeral Home for indigent funeral expenses. C, $98,350 from the Road and Bridge Fund, 002-573-57590 to Semline for a 6,000-gallon tank with agitator and ladders. D, $308,101.16 from the Special Grants Fund, 081-927-53003 to McKinnis Construction, Inc. for pay apps number 5 and number 6 for the pods. And E, $164,700 from the Special Grants Fund, 081-927-53000 to Gary R. Trevor and the show's associates for milestone number 3 in the 2021 USDT ARPA funds grant months of 5/01/2022 to 2/01/2025. And as listed,
from the general fund, $388,342.12. Road and Bridge, $362,479.58. Mosquito Control, $134,787.83. Adult probation, $1,078.15. Airport, $92.78. Consolidated accounts, $474,748.39, for a total payment of $1,361,528.85.
Well, need to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
About one.
Second
by two. Any further discussion?
I have a question. Lynn McCarver, Orange County. Just on C, what was that for? Because that wasn't in the budget.
We replaced the tank, one of the oil tanks. It's a 6,000-gallon tank we replaced. It was rusted out. And
what precinct was that in?
I think it's for all of them.
Oh, it's for all of them?
Yes, me, brother.
Okay.
I think it was housed in precinct two, but we all use it.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else? Motion by one. Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
See, we're looking at what we have left over, any materials and stuff, is going to take considerable discussion. If y'all are okay, we will move to item number 17, and that way we don't have to wait through all the updates and
the
discussions and all that. Yeah, before y'all start, we can go ahead and move to number 17 and get that out of the way.
We sure?
Go back. Yeah, I know. As much as I love it, but.
Ms. Lynn, to follow up on C that you were asking about, that $98,000, most of that was paid for by the Road and Bridge Department finding equipment that had been money had been allotted for cheaper than what it was, so we didn't have to give them any extra money for this. This was money that they had saved over the year to pay for most of it.
Well, you didn't do the building either, so that saved it. I was just curious because it wasn't listed in the budget. Well, I was just curious.
All the money for the shop went to Road and Bridge
material for our road rebuilding.
Well, I'll go ahead and read item number 17, and we'll go ahead and get that so that those good folks can not have to sit here all day. So number 17 is discussion and possible action to set a date and time for a hearing to consider creation of the Orange County Emergency Services District Number 5 under the Texas Health and Safety Code 775.015. The cities of West Orange and Pinehurst had requested this to take place. They sent in the they had to have a petition. They sent in a petition to our elections administrator so she could go over the names and make sure that they were good names currently. And so now she's bringing that to us for us to for the court to set the date for them to have a hearing for the creation of their district.
Yes, sir. So coming to you to let you know with the petition that was submitted with 201 names, 140 signatures were valid that met the criteria of the petition, and so they needed 100 signatures for the petition to pass, so they had enough names for you guys to move forward with setting the hearing.
So currently what we're looking at on the way that we have to post and the timing that we have to post and all that kind of stuff, the first available date for that and for the city to be able, because they have to accept it in each city as well, would be August 5th, 2025, 9 a.m.
And the cities have yet to vote on it?
Sir?
The cities have yet to vote on this?
So it will go, so if they, if the public hearing goes through, then what will happen is if the public hearing will move forward. We have to have a public hearing before we can set the time, but it'll be on the November ballot to formation, for the formation of district ESD number 5. And at that point, if it's voted in, then the processes of them getting their board in place and all that take place after that.
August 5th, 2025
at 9 a.m. So I just need a motion to that. All right. So a motion by three. Second by two. Any further discussion?
Mayor, y'all have a hearing at City Council tonight about it? Is that what I understand? Somebody messaged me last night.
Workshop. To discuss the ESD. Others invited to the workshop.
Yeah, but y'all will have a separate council
meeting
Monday.
It's coming Monday.
Monday. They'll do theirs, Pinehurst, and they have to send that to us so we can put it into the hearing.
The person that messaged me about it last night was confused about what was happening and which one, so I wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Judge, you said August 5th?
August 5th, 2025, was the motion.
At 9 a.m.
So that's a court date, and it'll be an hour before court. So I have a motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion?
Yes, sir.
We know who you are. For record, you got to be able to.
Mike Sugar, West Orange City Council.
Yeah.
Are we putting the cart? Are y'all putting the cart before the horse? We haven't even had a meeting yet.
We have to. There's a certain steps so we had to do. Believe me, we have talked to everybody at the state and every other level to find out. But we have to have a. We have to set this first, the hearing. But before we can set the hearing, I mean, we can set the hearing, but before we can move forward with it, y'all have to turn in the stuff before we can put it on the ballot.
And we hadn't even had a ballot yet in the city.
It'll go to our ballot in November. When we do the elections, the standard election process in November, it'll go on that ballot is where it goes.
But Judge, let me ask you this question. Does the cities have to approve it before it goes to the ballot? So all three
entities? No, they don't have to. Yeah, so they'll approve it, their city council members. If the city councils don't approve it, then it doesn't go forward.
Okay, that's what.
Yeah, but the city councils, each one individually, has to approve it.
I'm just trying to get some information from you guys for our meeting tonight.
Yeah. So, so the clarification on it. So, what will happen is, if it goes, we have the election in November. If y'all pass it, if Pinehurst passes it, it goes to the election in November. If that passes in November, then the following May. Because we are now, all of our ESDs are elected boards in Orange County. So the following May, you'll have your first, or they will have that ESD number five, will have its first election for its five board members. And they go just like we did before. They'll have the rotation of 1, 3, and 5. Again, how we do it. The highest three vote getters are the ones that go to a two-year term, and then the other ones go to the four-year term. And then, so that'll take place in May. Yeah, and then in June, they have June, July, August to submit their budget. To move forward for their stuff to start effective October 1st. So all that stuff has been.
You know, John, I'm not sure that they're not going to need some additional legislation.
So, I mean, we're trying to follow all this, but yes.
Because I would think neither city would want all five of their board members coming from the other city. So I don't know. There might not be some needs for legislation to make sure at least two members come from each city. So that's just a thought.
From the district.
It's the
from
district.
The district
will encompass both cities, but we don't, there is no.
That's what I'm saying. All five members could come from one side of that district.
Well, that's like that now.
Yeah, but it's.
Because other districts encompass.
It's not two cities anywhere else. it's different. It's going to.
ESD 4 encompasses several cities.
You don't want
incorporated cities. I got you.
There's probably one of the more important people other than us right here. Has a comment.
I just want to be clear, because language is being used right now about the city's approving, and I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page that what's happening is that the municipalities are not approving the creation of the ESD. What the municipalities have to do is consent to their boundaries being included in an ESD. So I just want to make sure that language is clear in whatever, because it has to be a written consent. So I want to make sure that the language that's being used by the municipalities comports with the statute. It's consent for your jurisdiction to be included in a new ESD in the event that it is created.
Yeah, and Clay Avery, I think it was the gentleman I talked to yesterday, he's kind of the state lead on all this stuff. He was the one I've been talking to about getting the language that needs to be on y'all city council meetings for approval, or not approval, for consideration. So you're exactly right, Denise. You're not approving it at your city council. You're just allowing it to move forward. The approval of the actual formation is by the voters in November. The voters will approve whether it takes place or it doesn't take place.
The consent is whether or not the municipality is included.
Yeah, that they want to be within that district. Because if I'm understanding currently, Pinehurst and West Orange are not in the other ESDs at all. So that's why, I guess, the formation of this. So
what happens to the volunteer fire department?
That's not
up to the city. I think that'd be up to y'all.
Yeah, that's going to be up to y'all.
We can't have an ESD and a volunteer fire department.
No, you wouldn't.
That is not. They brought it up. We cannot. Let me understand. So we cannot deny the cities that came to us and asked for this to take place. We have to allow it. Our role is just to help set it up and get it all the procedures in place for the possibility for the voters to vote on it.
Why can you not have an ESD and a volunteer fire department? That's the way I'll have.
Don't you can't ask me that because I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think that's accurate because unincorporated areas are ESDs and they have volunteer fire departments that are also paid too. ESD 4 has several paid firefighters now.
But those taxpayers are probably funding two separate firefighting entities.
You may not be able to have both of those.
Want to.
Double taxation. That's a concern.
Well, so, all I know is that we're, as a commissioner's court, we're required that we have to allow this. If y'all brought us a petition, you did. If a petition comes to us from the group that brought it to us, we have to set it on the public hearing at that point, and it moves forward to each city's approval of, you know, to be able to not approve
to be
consent to be considered in that. I know that lawyer keeps looking at me really hard. But the consent,
you better take care of her, y'all.
I do, believe me. The consent to be able to move forward with it, and then the voter themselves in each of those cities will vote in November for the approval of it to move forward.
So
that's as much information as we've got about it at this point.
Yes, sir.
So right now, who's paying for the fire truck, the building, the utilities, all that?
City of West Orange.
That will no longer be.
That's what my question was. What happens to the volunteer fire department?
I guess you would transfer your assets to the ESD. Is what I would guess.
They're going
to
pay us? Y'all going to pay us for the stuff?
Not us, the ESD.
That is the reason 4 years ago we moved all our ESDs to an elected board that was responsible to the voters that they served.
Yes.
Not us. That's why that was changed. That way. Because that way the people that are that you're representing have a voice in how that takes place, not the court.
And just be clear again, we're not involved in this. Other than helping set this up, because a petition was brought to
the court. Thanks, Robert.
Yes.
Thanks, John. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I've kind of been through a bunch of it before with an ESD.
I need you.
I'm David Roberts. I'm currently now the fire chief at City of West Orange. I was a board commissioner for the Emergency Service District Number 4 for several years. I was on the commission board back whenever all this stuff started on everything. First of all, I had a couple questions. Who pays for the elections and so forth on this?
This will come through that ESD's Number 5 with that group that they set up. They have
right.
They have to pay for their
portion. But you got to pay for the election.
They will pay because it's part of a bigger election.
Right.
You
know, but
the breakdown's a lot less. If you did one separately, then it's
okay.
Probably, it would be automatic.
Yeah, well, I understand that. But who pays for the
election to start the
To be able to start it, who pays for that? Who's
comes to the ESD? We will pay for it originally.
There's no ESD created yet, though.
So the ESD, if it goes, if it doesn't pass, then it's just on us. But if not, then it will go.
Okay, so the county, the commissioners would pay for it. Okay.
So
everybody knows, whenever it goes through and you get your five members, it's got to be over. Somebody's got to divide between Pinehurst and West Orange. Has to divide that out into five different spots, kind of just like y'all's commissioner spots are. Up here on the board.
That's not the way it's set up currently.
That's not the way it's set up.
Currently, they're all five at large right now in all the other ESDs. That's what I'm saying, too. You might want to look at additional legislation.
But I think once the ESD is formed, the ESD itself, if they so choose, can get an attorney and they can do their districts separately, but that's on the district itself.
Okay.
All of ours are currently at large districts.
Yeah. I know that's the way it was supposed to be when it started up, but I kind of got out of that.
Legislation moved them to at large.
Right. Okay. But I wanted to find out where the funding was coming from and how it was going to end up working for the first voting part to be able to start the ESD. All right. One other quick question. Kiazza, I'm trying to find out. Far as the tax exemption from the polymer plant, whenever it was done, it's got a 10-year abatement from when it was done. If a new ESD is created, can it start receiving funds from that plant, or does it have to wait till after 10 years before it can get funding from it?
I don't know. That's a question we can check.
I'm not a lawyer, but I would think if you didn't offer an abatement, it's a separate deal, but that's going to be something to be decided by a lawyer.
Okay.
We'll have to go back through the abatement, most likely, because I bet that was a question nobody thought about. Probably have to go back through the abatement and look and see how that's worded, because I doubt anybody thought about what happens if a new ESD is created when the
we can only offer an abatement for the county itself,
right.
Not for anybody else.
Most ESDs are not involved in abatements, so the current abatements we have don't participate.
So that'll be a question that they'll have once they're formed. They'll have their own legal team that they use. And they'll be able to answer those questions, or at least check into those questions. Anything else? And again, just so we're all sure, that this isn't something that we're advocating for or against. It's just a process that we're supposed to do requested to do so.
Without prejudice, right?
Without prejudice.
I don't think anybody here lives in either one of the communities.
Is there some other legal word we need to use?
The ministerial duty.
The ministerial duty. There you go.
Oh, man.
Hey, she's good, you
know. I know. That's why we keep her.
That sounds righteous right there. I like it. Yeah.
All right, so I have a motion by three and a second by two. Any further discussion for this? And that's setting the day.
Almost sound like she said you're ordained, Judge.
We all know better than that. Yeah,
that's not what I said.
Let's
be clear.
That's not what you said. I'm sure that's not what she was going. All right. Any further discussion outside of my ordainedness or something? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now, if y'all want to get go, y'all.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all for coming. That is going to be contentious.
Brad is.
Why are you running off now?
I got
a job. Yeah, exactly. All right, number five, discussion and possible action regarding the line item transfer of Orange County District Attorney's Office from 001-260-54955, data processing service and fees of $1,000 to 001-260-5999, other of $1,000, purpose to cover cost of dues for the remainder of the budget year.
I just got to say, that doesn't sound near as interesting as what we were just talking about.
Not at all.
No, no.
Motion.
But at least second. I understand how it works. I have a motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion?
I just have a real quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wondering if it's for dues, why it's not being transferred into dues and other. I'm sorry?
I don't do dollars.
Oh.
I don't have anything to do with the budget.
Yeah. No. I was just wondering why, if it's to pay for dues, why it's not going, being transferred into the dues account and transferred into the.
This is just how she sent over her request.
Good question. Type of dues, it's not membership dues. These are for TransUnion and for the ORP.
It's really a service fee. More sounds like more than dues.
It's like a subscription.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from juvenile probation from 001-230-54550, travel registration dues, etc., $1,500 to 001-230-52300, oil, fuel, and gas, $1,000, and 001-230-52100, office supplies, $500, purpose to provide funds for the purchase of a new set of tires for the 2016 Ford Explorer, office supplies, and to replenish items for the remainder of the year. Craig, you got anything you want to add to that? Self-explanatory?
It's pretty self-explanatory. Okay. Happy to answer any questions.
So moved.
Second.
Well, 1 second. Four. Further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion of possible action regarding the certification of the June 2025 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Octavia, you are up.
Good morning. For the month of June, we had a total collections of $2,341,935.59. Out of that total collection, the county's portion was $319,254.15. My year-to-date collections is 93.02%. That's still below my average, but I'm working on that.
And it's still kind of the same progress we discussed last week.
Yes, sir. Yes, the same that I've been waiting for. Yes. 93.02. We normally average about 97 this time of the year, so.
And that one will get us there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Once we can get that one, we're good.
And all those steps are being taken, place afterwards of all the notifications and all that.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes. Linebarger, our collection delinquent attorneys, are working on that as well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Motion to accept.
So moved.
Two.
Second.
Second. Four. Further discussion. Favor. Thank you.
Yep.
Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding the purchase of a 2024 Chevy Silverado for the Orange County Sheriff's Office Administration Division. The Chevy Silverado cost is $82,487.98. with some powers. Anything you want to add to that? This is a replacement vehicle.
That's for the sheriff.
For the sheriff's vehicle. And I know that you'll see further in the deal or down the agenda, there's some vehicles that they are turning in for surplus. So the replacement of the vehicle, and then there was a budget provided for you on their capital outlay on several expenses that they're able to buy this out of that. Several things did not cost as much as we had proposed. They came in cheaper, so that's where this funding is coming from through those different departments in the sheriff's office.
Can you say that again? I didn't quite catch it.
Sorry.
So the money's coming from?
Money's coming from. So in their capital outlay that they had, several of the items that they purchased throughout the year came in cheaper than we had budgeted for, so they had money left over in the budget to do that, to be able to purchase a vehicle. Okay. And it's for the sheriff directly. I think it's his vehicle.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's where the money's coming from.
Bicycle wouldn't work?
Well, the sheriff's bigger than I am.
It can't keep him a whole lot more healthy.
You are about well.
But anyway, but that's it. So it's coming from their funds within it, because like I said, this was not a budgeted item to begin with. So that's where it came from. Motion by three.
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion of possible action review the road and bridge department needs and responsibilities. Due to the structural and operational changes over the past several years, it is recommended that the position of county engineer be reclassified to county administrator. This change will allow for a broader administrative focus on budgeting, personnel management, project coordination, and interdepartmental collaboration while maintaining oversight through contracted engineering services. So we have, you know, our engineer was on with us. We went out. We've had out for 2 months. We had one response on our application or process, and that person didn't qualify even close. That's all response had. Basically, the funding is that we just, the money that these engineers are getting today, we can't afford it if we wanted to. So the statute allows us to do this, and to have a road and bridge administrator as opposed to that. So we have to vote to accept that as our new direction forward, and also the salary range of what that person would be, if we so choose. Yes, ma'am.
I would also make a recommendation under Transportation Code 252-304, subsection B, that the court make an affirmative finding based on the facts you just said, that the court is unable to hire a qualified county engineer, and that's the basis for having a road administrator.
Okay. So when you make your motion, whatever we do, then you accept it and make it with that.
What she said.
Second. So is that my motion?
That's your motion.
So a motion to one, a second by three. So what we before we move forward, though, I do need to set the salary range. And so after review, Ms. Lori, if you will go over what me and you discussed yesterday and as our level that we're going to discuss here.
So currently a county engineer in Orange County on our pay matrix starts at a P4. The judge and I had discussed for a road administrator, we would put him at an E4, which is the top of our exempt department heads. And right? That's where
That's where we were. And that basically fits within the guidelines of his job responsibilities, fit within the guidelines of an E4. Doesn't have the professional degree for the P level. It was an engineering degree, so that gets us to that level there. The E4, which is an exempt position, which is the top level of a department head in the category.
So, the motion to include to the start of that E4.
And then we would appoint.
We'll do that at the next step.
Right, within this agenda item, I think we have to do that in what day he starts that up.
Yeah, so let's establish position first, because that position could change over time. So I think we establish position, and then we can address who that person is. So
I refer to Denise.
No.
She was shaking her head. Yes.
The appointment of what now?
You're going to have to appoint the person and tell me what day that needs to start.
Okay, so we would have to say that.
Why don't we do that
Tracy's
on a separate
name.
Motion? Can we do two motions
you can
in the same agenda?
Within an agenda.
Yeah, okay. Let's just separate them. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this, and then we'll come back and we'll do.
You'll do a motion and then a further motion.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do the motion first to change the way we've got it set up, and then we'll do another motion within this to name the person and the pay level and the start date. And we just see whatever the probably the best would be one of the starting pay cycles, so it's not in the middle. So whatever that next, what's the next closest, Ms. Christie?
Well, so this cycle started Monday, and this week, yesterday.
We can make it effective in 2 weeks.
We could start.
We could start it.
Yeah, I mean.
We can start today.
I just don't have just the effect on y'all and how y'all do payroll. So
we'll have to split it. But it's not like we're doing 500 employees.
I'd just like to be and have consideration for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So what's the best day?
Today's fine.
So when we go, so let's first we're going
to,
I have a motion.
You don't need to vote on that.
Okay, I have a motion. Maurice,
I'm going to recommend that it be effective tomorrow because if you do it midday, you're still technically retroactive for portions of today.
I got you. Okay, so right now I have a motion to change the structure to from a county engineer to a county road administrator. And then, so we have to have that motion first accepted.
Due to the fact that we're unable to hire a county engineer.
We're unable to hire an engineer. So and that motion is what's currently right on place. So any further discussion on that?
And add an E4.
Well, no, we were going to put the name in separate. The E4 and the start date on the second motion.
Well, I think the E4 is tied to the position.
You want to tie it into that?
I agree.
Okay, well then let's tie it.
It's the position and the salary and the start date, and then you appoint.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow, first thing. Yep.
All right. So we have that all clear? Are we all clear?
Clear as mud.
Mud.
So we're changing the structure. We're naming the we're not naming the appointee yet, but we are putting the salary structure in at the E4 and then the start date.
Changing the structure based on the affirmative finding that the court has been unable to employ a qualified county engineer under the Texas Transportation Code.
It was a lot fancier the way I said it.
After 2 months of accepting applications.
So I have a motion by one, a second by three on all of that. Now, any further discussion on that?
I just have a quick question. Are we adding a position?
No.
We're eliminating it.
But are we using an existing person? So we're actually eliminating, we're combining two positions into one?
So what will happen is instead of hiring a road and bridge engineer,
right.
We're reclassifying that down to a road and bridge administrator.
Okay, so we're
the
not
superintendent sure. job that person is the interim right now.
Right.
That job will be filled after, but it will be filled by that person. They'll get to hire their own superintendent.
So we're
still the same number. Yeah, we got a contract.
So we'll contract out engineering. So
As needed.
So that's really going to increase our expense because we're going to be paying more for the contract engineer plus this additional person.
No,
we're not paying administrator as much as we pay the engineer.
Right.
A starting engineer at Orange County would start at $103,355 a year. A road administrator starts at
$86,444. So can we hire, for $20,000, can we then hire a outside engineer for that? Or is it going to cost us more?
So what we'll do is each individual item that we need an outside engineer for, we'll contract for those individually. We won't hire, we won't put one on like a retainer.
We don't think that's going to go over $20,000 a year.
If you've been in here for quite a while now, you've heard us, for example, the Sandy Creek watershed when we had to repair the road there.
Right.
Even though we had a county engineer on staff, we still had to go contract.
A lot of the things that we do require outside engineering anyway.
Good point. Okay.
Our engineer wasn't able for multiple reasons, wasn't able to do a lot of those kind of projects, didn't have the computer software and what have you, so we were having to pay for that anyway.
Okay.
And a lot of that, by the way, is required by the grant or whatever funding.
The grant, it has to be outside.
It has to be outside anyway.
It is included within the grant.
Yeah, we were doubling that. So anyway, so that's where we're at. Any other further discussion? If not, I will take a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that motion passes. Now we need the motion for appointing, further motion to appoint.
I move to appoint Tracy Leach to that position.
I see.
One second or two to appoint Tracy Leach into that.
And I guess that would be starting tomorrow.
Yes.
He's already acting as the interim, so it's not actually change in position, just the title.
All right. So we have a start date tomorrow, effective. Any further discussion on that? All in favor? Well, that could be. No, we're not asking.
He didn't get an option.
I don't know that he really has a choice at this point.
Don't be slouching back there.
Yeah, he's lying.
Yeah.
All right. So So that motion passes. All right, so I think we're all good on that. All right, thank you. We'll move to item number 10, discussion.
I'd like to thank you, Tracy, for the job you've done in the interim while we were in the situation we were in. You have done an outstanding job, in my opinion. Thank you for that.
I would add, since you've been here with us, Tracy, we appreciate
it. If you could do an extra mile of road, Mike.
If you do an extra mile in his precinct, you might not make it to tomorrow.
Wasn't sure what was going to the other end of the beach.
We're moving on now.
Moving on.
I think
you need to quit today.
All right, so we have discussion and possible action regarding renewal of interlocal contract between SETRBC, the 911 public safety answering point in Orange County. Sheriff's agenda because the 911 is in his system, but this is just our renewal of that interlocal agreement. Motion by 3.
Second.
Second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action received and act upon projects as presented by the maintenance department. I'm assuming Mr. McGee's not here, so Phil, I think you're doing that today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. The projects we have going on right now is down at the Bat Cave. We're remodeling the office area, putting a new floor in there, redoing the sheetrock as far as patching and painting. And then we've got elections, floor repair to do there where termites got in there and ate part of the floor up.
In the new building?
Yes, their storage building. Wow. There's a water line that we, comes up right there, and they were falling out. So anyway, it's been treated, and have to do the repairs on that floor there. Fortunately, it's not a big area, and of course, just your usual air conditioners, keeping them going, and ice machines. So that's
summertime routine.
Yep.
Anybody have any
more update on the elevator that we talked about this morning, since you talked about it this morning?
Nope. At this point,
we're just waiting on a start date.
All right.
Any other questions, Jensen? There's no action items on that.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're
welcome.
Item number 12, discussion of possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. It's our interim until official tomorrow.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You can tell us now whether you accept.
Oh, I do. Yes, sir. Report for June. New plat applications, we've received $150. Road and Bridge, June work orders. Precinct 1, open work orders 16, complete 7, total of 23. Precinct 2, open work orders 11, complete 28, a total of 39. Precinct 3, open 30, complete 24, total 50. Complete 24, total 54. Precinct 4, open 18, complete 23, a total of 41. Culvert fees collected $7,655. Bridge openings and closings 46. Waste billing was $19,518. Collection receipts were $12,585. Recycling receipts $2,563.40. Total participants 862. And the vessel turned in, the boats were destroyed and done away with. So we finished that.
So the question on the road bridge, the bridge opening and closing and stuff, I think they're pretty much close to being.
Sir.
Conversation with their repair crews on what they need to do out there to get that back up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were supposed to be having a meeting. I thought it was going to happen maybe this week, but I have to reach back with the barge people and see when they're planning on doing that.
Yeah, okay. Make sure we catch up on that before they get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Did GTP actually finish their last heavy haul? Or?
They're pretty well finished. They got a couple more things they're moving, but they're not what they consider heavy haul, stop traffic type stuff.
Okay.
All right. There is no further questions on him. There's no action items on that. So we'll move to item number 13. Discussion and possible action regarding a minor plat of 1.009 acres tract of land and tract of Wayne Survey, abstract 27, Orange County, Texas. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and Orange County Drainage District. Proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid and the tax statement has been provided. Anything you need to add to that, Mr. Tracy?
No, sir.
All right. I need a motion and a second.
Second.
Motion by three, second by four. Good discussion. All in favor? Motion passes.
Great job, Tracy, catching up on that.
Yes, sir.
How to do all that.
They seem to be coming pretty regularly.
Are we voted on this one?
Mm-hmm. That was a hell no.
Moving on. Moving.
All right. Number 14. Discussion and possible action regarding a 0.7742 acre tract replat of lot 7, 8, and 9. Block 7 of Connors Estates into lot 7A and 9A. 2843 and 2815 DeWitt Drive, Texas 77662, located 361. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid and the tax statement has been provided. A motion on that one as well.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Panicky.
Maybe they're laid out the same way you use the one spot.
Never the same way. Where's it at?
Which way? That's the test. Let me find the signature. Estates recorded in volume 13, page 83 of the MROCT into lots 22A of Brittington Estates, Orange County, Texas. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. Filing and reproduction fees have been paid and a tax statement has been provided.
So
motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Money mower receiver.
I'm sure this is something that likes to
and possible action regarding recognizing and accepting the Veterans Office quarterly progress report presented by the Orange County Veterans Service Officer. Mr. Cameron, you are up.
Good morning. Mark Cameron, Orange County Veterans Service Office. The number of appointments of walk-ins from the last quarter is 390. We receive multiple phone calls and emails daily. Our Orange County brings... Orange County brings in $1,000 per quarter for the economy, whether it is service-connected disabilities, compensation, or DIC. We attended the Southeast Texas Stand Down of 2025 at the Orange County Convention Center and Expo Center on May the 16th this quarter, which helped bring in together all benefits available for veterans and their spouses. This will be my 12th year to attend the Texas Veterans Commission next week from July the 14th to the 18th for my annual accreditation course. This keeps me accredited through Texas Veterans Commission, allowing me to represent Orange County veterans and their spouses. This conference also updates me in new rules, forms, and programs available for veterans. The ability for Orange County to be able to use VetPro in conjunction with Texas Veterans Commission to speed up the process for approvals and replies back to the VA is very helpful. And that's pretty much all I have.
Mark, Stand Down this year. Somebody asked me the other day. I was at a meeting with a gentleman that's got a nonprofit out of Jefferson County that's wanting to try to help some Orange County residents some, and he mentioned veterans. And we talked about Stand Down, and am I incorrect in that our turnout for the Stand Down has been decreasing for the last couple of years?
It has been decreasing a little bit each year.
What do you attribute that to?
Our younger veterans have more access to the internet and to different way avenues to get programs.
Get the same services.
Better navigate it because of the internet.
A lot easier to navigate. These young kids know how to do that, where the older veterans, they come to my office a lot.
Well, I'm glad you're there for them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you, Mark.
You bet.
No action needed on that as well. Thank you for the update. That's a no action is needed there as well. We've already completed number 17. We will go to number 18. Discussion and possible action on considering acceptance and approval of the Spectrum Service Order for Orange County. This contract will be for a term of 36 months. Possible action to include authorization for the county judge or judge will to sign said contracts. Ms. Reeves, you are up.
Good morning. We have been talking with Spectrum about moving our network to Spectrum. And it will, if we start the process now, then they should have it built out by the time our AT&T contracts are up in October, at the beginning of October. And so we are just asking for permission to start the process to move everything over.
What kind of cost is?
We've got... right now we pay with our VNet cost and our AT&T, it's about 11,000, a little over 11,000 a month for AT&T. That gets us, we have 1 gigabyte at each major location, which is the courthouse and 1442, and then each JP2, JP3, and Mauriceville are at 50 megabits per second, and Vider is at 100. So when we move to Spectrum, we'll have 5 gigabytes at the courthouse and the expo, and then each of the remote locations will be 1 gig.
Is there more cost associated with that?
And the cost for that will be, it's $3,800 for a one-time fee, and then it'll be, I didn't add this up,
You get Lori to help you with public math.
It's about $14,000 a month.
An increase?
The increase overall annually will be about $34,000. From what we're paying now.
Oh, I'm all for yeah. Going to Spectrum. I'm at my office in Mauriceville. Both the detectives that have been in there in my time here.
Yeah, I think
complained about how slow and how it's an arduous process to get things uploaded. And I mean,
it'll be a lot. Yeah,
I'd see you go to it tomorrow out there for the guys.
It'll be a lot better for the Spillman, for the videos. I mean, everything.
The upload speeds from what we're getting, we can't get any service out of AT&T when we call them about anything. They don't respond.
When does the contract? What is it? Was there a date over
there? October. Yeah.
October of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that you going to be able to account for that? Any in their budget, the increase? She told you about that yet?
Oh, yeah. I already knew.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it in our budget workshop.
Is the $3,800 one time this year, though?
I have it that in my budget now that I can pay for that. But they'll invoice that once the work gets done.
Yeah, so that one we probably won't. We may not even get that until next year.
Right.
Because they got to wait for the complaint.
Second.
All right. We have a motion by one, a second by two.
And that's as much of a motion to move away from AT&T as
yeah.
it is.
All right. Any further discussion on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sir?
Animosity.
Yeah, I know.
The lack of response over the years has been a little perturbing.
We've already completed number 19 as well, so we will move over to number 20, discussion and possible action regarding appointing a selection committee for construction services for the county's GLO, CBD, GRD, the Imelda two-lane project 24-067-030-E219 under RFP 25007. And this is for that project that's been approved, so we just have to have a selection committee for that.
Myself and Tracy needs to be on this one. There's drainage in there.
All right. That's two.
Any other volunteers? I think we need to put Morgan on there, being she's not here.
Yeah.
Michelle. Michelle's here.
She still needs to be on it, though.
I'm here.
Michelle has requested, means we're talking about this, that she not be placed on committees anymore because she's concerned about a conflict of she sends it out for bid and, you know, and all those.
And they contact her asking questions on the bids. And so she's involved in that, gets to know the contractor, then she comes in on the score. She'll still handle the setting of all the meetings up and organize and all of it.
So what you're
telling me is going to be a
We don't want Michelle on this one. At her request.
Okay. So now I'm back to three.
So you're three.
I can get another commissioner though.
Mr. Rockford ought to fit in that one pretty good.
Well, two lane is there, so. Okay.
And we need one more?
One more.
Payback sales.
<Right. laughs> I had a feeling that was coming.
Well, we got Matt Morgan in there already.
Who else will fit? So when we take Michelle out, it makes it tough.
Put Kurt on there.
Gidry.
Road and Bridge stuff?
Mm-hmm. He likes to keep up with the different stuff, unless you got a better idea.
I'd still put Joel on there, even though we got Morgan there, because this is going to deal
Joel
with
Joel Rottrive.
I think it needs to be Joel.
You were sitting back and being quiet, minding your own business. And
looks like I got some backup, too.
I've got Commissioner Sal, I got Tracy, I got Morgan, I got Commissioner Rockford, and I got Joel.
And this is actually basically part two of Tulane. This really covers the Center Street, Avenues A, B, and C.
I need a motion.
So moved.
Committee. So I have a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item number 21, discussion of possible action regarding awarding construction services contract for the county's GLO, CBD, GDR, Melda Kiner Estates project. 24-067-030-E218 under RFP 25-004, contingent upon the issuance of the authority to use grant funds. Possible action by the court may include approval for the Orange County Judge to pro tem to sign the same.
We're just awarding. There's no contracts being
signed today. I don't have nothing.
Yeah, we're just awarding.
So we had a low bid and a lot lower than the competition.
Half the price, actually.
And
that's always scary.
Well, Keith followed up to make sure, and so he feels confident. So, and this, the price that they actually bid was what Keith thought it would come back as. So I feel confident.
Yeah, and as we went through the pricing schedule on everything, there were some fees in there. People were trying to charge exorbitant amounts, like almost $200 for a load of limestone in the bid.
Almost $400,000 for a mobilization fee. So,
second.
All right. Motion by three, second by two.
Can I clarify before you vote whether your motion is also authorizing you to sign the contract once it's approved through office? Okay. Or are
I was
you
wondering,
just
that was,
awarding
that's where
today?
I was going. I was wondering why we didn't have a contract to sign.
Yeah, I've not seen a contract yet. I just need to know, and I have no preference either way, if you want to wait until we get one, but if you're approving it before I do, I just need to know.
We want to approve that now, or we want to just wait
until we get it? This possible may include approval for the Orange County Judge. Do we just want to put it that after that's been reviewed by
pending legal
approval?
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say who you're awarding the contract to?
No.
Okay.
Has it been?
T Construction.
Not T Construction.
T.
T Johnson.
T Johnson.
T Johnson.
Right, so T Johnson. So the award is to T Johnson Construction with the county judge to be able to sign once it has been reviewed by legal. A motion by three, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Excited to see that one happen.
Yes. All right. Number 22, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. I'm not going to read all of those, so if you want to review those and look at them, if you have any questions or thoughts or concerns on those, feel free to ask. So most of these will go to auction.
They're in my parking lot.
All right. There we go. So that means you want to auction them quick.
When we have vehicles on here, would it be, or I'm sure we can somehow, could we add a column on here to put mileage that the vehicle has on it? Because when I look down through and I see condition, all I see is poor. But does that mean it's poor condition because it's got 300,000 miles on it, or is it been wrecked?
I can add the mileage.
It might be in poor condition for the sheriff's department, but somebody else might could use it.
Yep. Have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Further discussion?
I just have a question on auctions. Is it on a regular basis, or is it just whenever you have enough stuff?
I try to get enough vehicles, because that really brings people, like often people. So that my warehouse is just kind of broken chair, desk, and so I try to get vehicles. I like to try to at least two or three a year.
Thanks.
Where do you think you're going?
Go? What?
She says, I'm out.
Did we say have we been that boring? Yeah.
I've got other things set up.
You have a job, is that what you're saying?
This is her job.
Yeah, y'all are going to end up in the paper.
She put me in last week.
All right. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number 22 and number 23. Discussion and possible action regarding an order for discretionary exemption pursuant to local government code 262.024. This order will confirm the court's prior determination that its contract for temporary disaster meal provision services exempt from competitive bid requirements, both as a personal professional services and a food item. Y'all remember we had this on there the last time. The company was concerned about their ability to be able to service from where the location was after the other group dropped out. So we're moving down to the next bid, which is a local company and ability to answers the questions of the ability to be able to do the job, do the work, if required.
So just to be clear, the awarding of the contract, you guys have already approved it, so you're going to sign it as the next agenda item. The local government code requires a specific finding and order for this exemption, so this is just authorizing you to sign the order to confirm the exemption.
Do I need to read the order since it is not necessary?
Yeah, you can. It's beautifully written.
It is beautifully, beautifully written.
Make a motion we don't.
We don't read it. We don't read it. Well, I will, because I think that something like this, we just need to make sure we're covered. But thank you for this beautifully written whereas and wherefores. So order granting exemption from competitive bidding requirements, whereas the Orange County Commission Court has determined that there is a need to provide for temporary meal catering services to first responders and county personnel during natural or man-made disasters or emergencies. And whereas the Commissioner's Court finds that the requirements are not merely for the supply of food items, but also for the skill and labor involved in all steps of the preparation and provision of meals. And whereas the court requested and reviewed several proposals for provision of temporary meal catering services in accordance with applicable federal, state, and local laws and ordinances regarding sanitation and safety, and whereas in light of the qualifications, experience, training, and skill required for the safety and proper provision of disaster meal catering services, the court has found and determined that such services constitute personal or professional services as provided by Local Government Code Section 262.024A-4. And are therefore exempt from the competitive bidding requirements of Chapter 262. Now, therefore, pursuant to Section 262.024A-4 and 8 of the Local Texas Government Code, the Commissioner Court of Orange County, Texas, does hereby enter this order granting exemption from the competitive bidding requirements of Section 2.62023, Local Government Code, Occupations Code.
So move. One big, beautiful proclamation.
Oh, stop it.
Paid by the word.
I do have a question on this
Who was my motion? Two. I don't have a second yet anyway. Mm. So, three. Now, any further discussion, Commissioner?
My question is going to be, how are we going to determine the quantity on the snacks and drinks? The meals are going to be pretty easy. Somebody gets a meal, you're counting it. The snacks and drinks, the way they've been in the past, they're kind of out for people to grab, so I don't know how you actually count that. That's my question.
I'll tell you the way the proposals are set up, the cost is per meal per day. So when they charge a specific dollar figure, I want to say 25, but I don't know which proposal that was. That my presumption there would be that snacks are $25 per day because each meal is per day.
So they're going to average the meals and that's how they'll charge how many people actually got snacks? That's what I'm trying to determine.
No, I think the snacks are a flat fee. The provision, having those snacks available will cost $25 per day under the proposal. Each meal is charged as used, but the snacks are provided on a per day basis for everybody.
They run out,
so
they run
we'll have to do some kind of roll call within the facility? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how many snacks we charge.
You're not paying per snack. You're paying per day for the general provision of snacks. Is my reading of the proposal.
So just $25 all day for everybody? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how they figured out how many.
And when you run out of $25 worth of snacks, there are no more snacks available for that day.
Right. Okay. Right.
Everything else is per meal.
Get in line first.
$25,
that's the way I read the proposal.
Okay. Just after midnight or something. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I just.
Bring your own.
No, we didn't. Yeah. All right. So we have any further discussion? If not,
I'm sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now we move. move to item number 24, which is discussion and possible action regarding a proposed contract for temporary disaster meal provision services. Possible action may include authorize the county judge to pro tem to sign the same. Michelle, you want to add to that? All right, and so the award is to LBS Barbecue and Catering. So I need a motion.
So moved.
Second. About two, second, about three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 25, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids for construction services for the county's GLO CBD GRD DR Imelda two-lane project 24-067-030 E219 under RFP 25007.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 26, discussion and possible action regarding the abandonment of an undeveloped right-of-way previously dedicated for use as a public road near Old Highway 90 in Precinct 4. The result of the abandonment would be the reversion of clean title to the owner of the underlying property. Commissioner Viator.
Last time we talked about this, basically, we were, at one time, there was thought that the land had been deeded to us, which it hadn't. Back in 1925, they deeded it right away. Highway 90 used to set on this piece of property. It's actually the old roadbed. Roughly 2004 or 2005, TxDOT moved the roadbed over to the west. So basically, the right-of-way is no longer used because TxDOT moved the roadbed. The landowner is requesting that we abandon that right-of-way, which was the old roadbed. So that's why it's here.
So moved.
Okay. So the way this will work is the court can enter an order abandoning in order for it to revert. However, I need the court to tell me whether there are any existing public utilities, and that was my understanding, and the court also has to decide whether to require the underlying property owner to reimburse for administrative fees for creation and recording of the deed. You don't have to. The transportation code gives you the option. How much is recording in your, I don't think she actually charges the county for recording.
If they give the easement to the use of the land.
Okay, so if you'll just say that you'll waive any costs.
Okay. Make my motion waiving any costs to the landowner for the fees.
Second. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter to me.
Motion by two, the second was by three. They amended that to.
And authorizing the county judge to sign the order when I submit it to you.
Yeah, what she said.
There you go.
Basically, all you're abandoning is the old road bed.
Okay.
I mean, that's where
yeah, your right to develop the old roadbed.
And that has consumed many hours of yes. Denise's time. Sure. Robert, Commissioner, thank y'all for getting that cleared up.
Octavia yeah. did some digging.
I mean,
that went back a lot of years.
Just to give up a right of way.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 27, discussion and possible action regarding the removal of the assistant county attorney to the committee reviewing proposals for RFP 25003, the principal managing bank, participating depository, and sub-depository banks, in addition of the county treasurer to the open position. Ms. Michelle, anything you want to add to that?
Just
come off anyway.
That's actually my request because the treasurer really needs to be on that committee, and since I'm doing all of the legal paperwork and dealing with issues with the proposals and issues that have come up after the proposals, I need to be on the outside of that committee.
Yeah. And I was got to tell you, I was shocked. I didn't know. I just guess I didn't realize that you
I think we all overlooked it.
I was shocked when I saw the minutes.
Was it? Yeah.
Chris asked
I wrote
was
it down.
On,
I wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't.
It wasn't called out.
But anyway, so this is the change. This is take you off, put her on, so we can have that into the.
So moved.
All right, motion by two.
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion?
Michelle, you just got to stay on this one for a minute.
Yeah, you got to stay on this one a little bit. All right, 28, discussion and possible action regarding consideration of forming an American Disabilities Act, an ADA committee to oversee compliance in county buildings and properties. Ms. Denise?
There are a number of grants and other state and federal requirements that require us to be in compliance with various provisions of federal local law. I have been getting a lot of surveys and questionnaires sent to me. I am not the ADA rep. To my knowledge, the county does not currently have one. I think under different grants, we have appointed under emergency management for a particular grant, but we need a county-wide ADA compliance committee to make sure that all of our non-grant and county-wide programs are in compliance with all provisions of ADA.
I'd recommend Kurt Guidry to be on that.
And Phil.
And Denise to handle the legal aspect. And I think Lisa needs to be on there because our computer access is also part of that.
All right.
Why not?
So let me go back right now. So right now I have Kurt.
Don't you think it's not named?
I'm okay with that.
I think it should be the position, not named, so that whenever people rotate out of those
positions. Oh, yeah, because these are going to be an ongoing committee.
Yes.
I'll take it for a year.
I don't think commissioners should be on it.
Okay, that's fine, too. I'm disappointed. If you insist. There we go.
Denise, are you comfortable with this one?
What about you? Yes.
As a committee member?
Yes.
Yeah, her position. Yeah.
All right, so right now I have Kurt, I have Phil.
So you have maintenance director.
The maintenance director
position.
What is Phil?
Deputy maintenance director?
He's the maintenance supervisor.
All right, so I have the maintenance director, maintenance supervisor, assistant county attorney, and
MIS director.
All right, one more.
Probably ought to be courthouse security or something, huh?
Or Jennifer.
Or Joel.
Jennifer Haney.
Health director.
Y'all call her, what do y'all call her now?
Health director.
Health services.
Services director.
James Gaines.
Got five now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have maintenance director, maintenance supervisor, assistant county attorney, the MIS director, and health and social services director. James. So I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion by three.
Second
by four. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 29, discussion possible action regarding the adoption of a proposed policy on fraud prevention and detection. This type of policy is required to sway into several of the county, state, and federal grants. Ms. Grimion, you're in.
This is a policy that we've been working on. We had a committee, and we've just reached the final draft, and it's in front of you. It's just on how the county deals internally with reports of fraud, waste, abuse, and theft. Yes, it will, and it will be put in the policy manual. Right now, the policy number is blank, so we'll let Ms. Ardwin assign a policy number where she feels like it would fit best.
Okay.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. You can tell us later.
Motion by three.
Second.
Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 30, discussion and possible action regarding the proposed renewal of the pipeline easements and right-of-way agreement between Orange County and Kinder Morgan Texas Pipeline LP. The proposed 20-year renewal involves no new construction. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Denise.
We previously discussed the Kinder Morgan request. They have an existing pipeline that touches just a corner. It's actually a very small portion that went along with an above-ground project that they were working on. We've now separated the two because that pipeline's still underground. The easement has been expired for more than a year. So right now we're just asking for a renewal of the existing pipeline, no construction, nothing new, just another 20-year on those few rods. And I don't even know if the above-ground structure is still an issue, but this is just the renewal of the existing pipeline at the rate that we have been doing for all of our underground lines.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 31, closed meeting here pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as to seek or receive information and advice from Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to the litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters of the duty of the attorney. To the court, otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551, multiple street matters will be discussed. Ms. Grimion, who would you like?
The court, myself, and Octavia. Do we need anybody else?
All right, so we are going into closed session at 11:30.
With recording?
Without recording.
Without recording. All right, well, we will, item 32, will return to open meeting at 11:40 for any action deemed necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
All right, so we will go to item number 33, discussion of possible action regarding adjournment commissioners' court meeting.
Motion
by four, second by two.
Whoever.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11:41.